Well, if you can turn with me in God's word, please, to Joshua chapter 3. Joshua chapter 3. We may come back to these words sometime in the next number of weeks, a different verse, but Joshua chapter 3, and the one verse I do want to leave, or one phrase I want to leave with you this night. But Joshua chapter 3, reading verses 1 down to verse 5. Joshua chapter 3, verse 1 through verse 5. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed him from Shittim, and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, When ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. And there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go. For ye have not passed this way heretofore. And Joshua said unto the people, Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And certainly that, even that verse 5 is a verse that we should claim even for every Saturday night for the Lord's Day in that heart preparation for Sunday services. Sanctify yourselves for tomorrow. Set yourselves apart. Get prepared for the Lord's Day, for the Lord will do wonders among you. But we'll come back to that another time. I want to really focus our thoughts as we get ready for the end 1 year and go into another year. The words at the end of verse 4. For ye have not passed this way heretofore. And so with God's word open, we'll seek the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, eternal God, we look to thee now for thy help. Pray for the infilling of the Holy Ghost and of power. Do your hearts good, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And seeking the word from the Lord for the end of our year service, the Lord impressed upon my heart these words in Joshua chapter 3, verse 4, For ye have not passed this way heretofore. And that word heretofore, just to get it before you, means before, has other meanings as well, but just to keep it simple, it means before. And so you could read this, ye have not passed this way before. Of course, in the truest sense, these words are timeless in their application. Because while we're picking it and the Lord laid it upon our heart for the end of the year service, yet we could say these words can really apply to every single day and to every situation. Ye have not passed this way before. These words were spoken by the officers or the leaders of Israel to the Lord's people when they had assembled on the eastern side of Jordan, just before their entrance into Canaan, the land of promise. They had come out of Egypt and remained in the wilderness for 40 years, but they had never crossed over Jordan into the land of Canaan. By their very location, it was clear they were standing in the place that they had never been before, getting ready to move forward. Standing at the river Jordan, they were on new ground, and on the verge of entering into a new experience in their history as a nation. Apart from Joshua and Caleb, the entire company of at least 2 million people were a new generation. None of them had even passed through the Red Sea when they came out with those saved from Egypt. They were born in the wilderness, and so they certainly had not stood at the river Jordan before, but now they've assembled there. And it was at this time the Lord's word was delivered to the people. Ye have not passed this way heretofore. And as the Lord continually leads his people and brings his people through many new experiences and many new situations and experiences that we have never encountered before, we can certainly say as we get ready for a new year, a new day, we have not passed this way before. We will go into new territory. We will go into a new day with new challenges, and we will have not passed that way before. There may be a situation in 2023, a situation that may arise with the cost of living, the rising of bills, a health issue, a work problem, family issues, decisions that must be made, personal matters that must be sorted out, and also as a church seeking to go forward in new ministries for the Lord. And in all these details, everyone will be different. Every situation will be different. Every aspect will be different. And that's why this word is certainly a word in season. Ye have not passed this way before. Notice some thoughts as we think about this. Ye have not passed this way before was a word of change. While the Lord Jehovah does not change in his person, he is unchanging in his plans and in his purposes. Yet, as the Lord leads his people forward, he does bring them into change and permits changing circumstances in their lives in order to produce spiritual growth and godly character. The Lord does this to bring us out of our comfort zone and to bring us into progressing zone and a praying zone. Many times the Lord allows these new situations in our lives, whether it is that health situation or the rising of bills or whatever you want to mention, to get us back to the place of prayer, to get us back to seeking him and going forward. In these verses, Israel are on the border of Canaan. They're ready to enter into the land flowing with milk and honey, the land that God has covenanted on to them. And there will be a change of location as to where they will be standing and to where they're going. Ye have not passed this way heretofore. And therefore the blessing of the Lord is guaranteed. While there is changes, yet the blessings of the Lord are faithful and true. While our circumstances change, while the day may change, yet the Lord changes never. And great is his faithfulness, and his mercy, his grace, and his peace will follow us all the days of our life. That's why we learn in this portion of scripture, as the Lord speaks in these words, we read in verse 3, when you see the ark of the Lord your God. And that word Lord is the word Jehovah. Refers to one who does not change. One who keeps his promises. Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 32. It is Jehovah that keepeth covenant and mercy. It is the Lord Jehovah who says in Hebrews 13 verse 5. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, I am the Lord, I change not. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And always keep that before you. As Israel are about to go into new territory, into new experiences, to pass away they've never gone before, yet they do so with the Saviour who does not change and promises that do not alter. God had promised to give them the land. Here is the land before you. And as you go forward to take that land, then enter into those promises and to those blessings. Always keep in view that while the way forward was unknown and new to Israel, it was not unknown or new to the Lord. And as we enter into 2023, it will be a new way, a new year, a new day to us. A new year of unknown things. But yet every detail in your life will be known by the Lord. Because the Lord always leads his people aright. in 2023, when you feel things are getting out of control, always remember, He is in control. Rest assured, Psalm 1 verse 6, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. Psalm 139 verse 3, the psalmist testified that the Lord is acquainted with all my ways. Even Matthew chapter 10 verse 30, the Savior says that the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Every one of them are all numbered. And so when our circumstances change with regard to living arrangements, location, finances, change in occupation, sorrow, bereavement, health, family matters, news that impacts your marriage or your children, trials and troubles that may become more than any other year, the rising costs and things begin to change, you can say to the Lord in prayer, I have not passed this way before. It is all new to me. This is new territory. This is new experiences. I have never experienced this before. I've never gone down this way before. I've never known this before. I don't know what will come next. I don't know how to handle this. I don't know how to meet this. I've never been in this situation before. And when you feel like that and can say, I've not passed this way before, I urge you and instruct you, as we read in this passage, keep your eyes upon the one who knows what comes next. The one who knows how to handle the situation. Yea, the one who has a handle on the situation. One who has passed that way before. Christ our forerunner. Christ our provider. Christ our guide. Because He always leads His people forward. That's why we read in this situation, as the people were to take their journey forward, they did so with the ark of the Lord before them. And as the ark of the Lord went before them, the people were to focus their eyes upon that very ark. Now that is wonderful, because we've been learning, haven't we, in the tabernacle, and we'll get to the Ark of the Covenant in more detail. But we've noted the symbolism and the typology of the tabernacle. Every part of it dealt with the Lord Jesus Christ in His person and in His work. And so here we learn, as they take their journey through the River Jordan, the Ark of the Covenant will go before them. And as the people take their journey forward into new territory, going in a way they've never passed before, they are to do so keeping their minds focused upon the Ark. And what did the Ark symbolize? It symbolized the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, symbolized the person, the presence, and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember the ark in Exodus chapter 25, verses 10 through 11. We have all the details about that ark and how it was made. It was one ark. It was the shape of a box, but it was made of two materials, wood overlaid with gold. The wood was acacia wood, wood that was durable, wood that was strong, wood that did not rot. It was that lasting wood. It was strong. It was hard. And that symbolized Christ's humanity, His sinless humanity, that which is incorruptible. And then the gold spoke of His deity. Deity, gold was associated with royalty. And you remember the wise men, as they presented gifts to the Savior, they presented the gift of gold, and that signified Christ as the King. And so this Ark of the Covenant, this box, it was one ark, and it had two materials, wood and gold. It signifies the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is one person with two distinct natures. He is God and man, very God of very God, and very man of very man. And so the ark spoke of the Lord Jesus Christ, spoke of his presence, spoke of the one who goes before them, the one they are to follow. And so whenever that ark was before the people, they were to keep their mind focused upon that ark. And the lesson is, child of God, as we go forward, the Lord Jesus Christ is our ark. We are to look towards him, keep our eyes upon him. For all the way my Saviour leads me. He gives grace for every trial. And whatever befalls us, we know that he doeth all things well. The way which you will pass this year will be unknown to you. Yet you have one who surrounds you, one who goes before you, one who goes in front of you, one who goes with you, one who we are to keep our eyes upon, the Lord Jesus Christ, in his presence and in his power. Make no mistake, you will enter, or you will leave 2022 with God's presence with you, and you will enter into 2023 still with God's presence with you, because the Lord goes with his people and leads his people on. Notice also, secondly, ye have not passed this way before was a word of challenge. The words ye have not passed this way heretofore means that there are various situations which we presently know nothing of, yet we must go forward nonetheless. We do not know what will meet us in 2023. Some terminal illness, some deaths, whatever you want to mention. We don't know what we will face, but we must go forward nonetheless. And so as Israel would enter into the land, they would be challenged. They would meet many different obstacles, because as they would enter into the land of Canaan, as they crossed over Jordan, that in itself was an obstacle. Never mind the many enemies that they would have to defeat and conquer in the land, the giants and all others in the walled cities. But even just crossing over Jordan was a challenge in itself. We learn in verse 15 of Joshua chapter 3 that Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest. And so this was harvest time, and the Jordan River had overflown its banks, the river that had overflown. And we know that plenty of that, don't we, in England, and certainly here in London, parts that rivers that overflow and different things. So the water was rising more than normal. But to enter into the land, to enter into what God has given them, they must cross over Jordan. They must get into the water and make their way across. Not to get into the water, not to make progress, was to lose out and to disobey. Apart from Joshua and Caleb, who had crossed, as you know, the Red Sea, everyone in this group who was with them at this stage had not crossed the Red Sea. And so it was a blessing for the older and the younger generation who would go through Jordan and see the wonders of the Lord in their midst. Because Joshua says, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. As you make your journey forward, as we seek to go into Jordan, God will do wonders among us. And may that be in this congregation in 2023, both the old and the young, that we will see God do wonders among us. Pray that this year, Lord, do wonders among us. Lord, come down in mighty power. Do that which seems impossible, because that's what we have here. This Jordan River that is overflowing, and they need to get to the other side. It seems impossible. It seems no way through. But God makes a way where there seems to be no way. God makes a way through where there seems to be no way through. God does the wonder among them. And so we learn that crossing Jordan was, in a sense, for Caleb and Joshua, a new way for them, something that they too had not experienced. Because verses 14 to 17, we learn, as soon as the priest's feet touched the river Jordan, God parted, God divided the river. Verse 17, the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. And so here's the ark. It goes in, carried by the priests, and they stand in the middle, in the midst of Jordan, and the people pass. The ark, as we said, symbolized the Lord Jesus Christ, but it was also the place where the presence of God met with his people. Because, as we've said, the Ark of the Covenant was this box made of the two materials, the wood and the gold. But above the Ark of the Covenant, there was the mercy seat, and that was put on top of the Ark. Again, Exodus 25, verse 21 and 22. And that was the place upon the mercy seat that God said, I will meet with my people. And you know from the book of Exodus and also Leviticus chapter 16, that on the day of atonement, whenever the sacrificial animal, its blood was shed at the brazen altar, that blood then was taken by the priest within the field, and that blood was sprinkled on the mercy seat, because God would meet with his people on the ground of the blood. And so there you have the Ark of the Covenant. It signifies Christ in his person. And then the mercy seat on top, it signifies the place of the shedding of blood. And so there we have Christ's life and Christ's death. There we have God meets with his people on the ground of the blood, the victory of the precious blood. So what a lesson that was, as the people were to follow on looking towards the ark. They were looking towards where God would meet with them upon the ground of the blood, victory through the blood. It's only through the victory of the atoning blood of Christ that we can have the presence of God and walk in the paths that we have not crossed before. What will give you help during this year? It's the power of the precious blood. And the Lord is teaching that upon the ground of the blood of Christ, the presence of the Lord will bring us through every obstacle in 2023. He will go with us. He will go before us, because right now our Savior is in heaven and he's praying for us on the ground of that precious blood. We have his presence. There will be obstacles. There will be challenges this year. But the Lord will bring us through by the victory of his cross, by the power of the precious blood. James 4, verse 6, he will give more grace. Notice thirdly, we have not passed this way before, was a word of courage. Because they enter into the land that lay before them, Israel would be entering their inheritance, what God had given to them. They would enter in and claim the blessings promised in Christ. And therefore, crossing Jordan into the land, they had not passed this way before. But they would go on the will of God and by the word of God. And here's the great encouragement for the people of God. While we may not know and don't know all the ins and outs about tomorrow or the future or 2023, but what we can do is what the people learned here in Joshua chapter 3, that if I can say right now, I am where God wants me to be, doing what God has called me to do, then going forward into new territory, I have a word of courage. Because my Savior has told me he will be with me. And he desires that I will be blessed. Do you know this here? The Lord wants to bless you more than you are willing to be blessed. He wants you to enjoy all that he's given you, all that's been purchased for you. And so the Lord had promised them these blessings, and he was leading them into these blessings as they would cross in over Jordan, and the waters divided, and the ark went before them. As they followed on, there was courage because God had told them to go forward, to enter in. And whatever you face in 2023, the Lord will make a way, and in that way, he will go with you. God permitted everything that we will face in 2023. He has ordered our steps. And therefore, Deuteronomy 31, verse 8, the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Every new year, every new day, and every new way will lead us to see the sovereignty of God, that he is in full control. The Lord permits situations and trials and troubles in our life to remind us again that he is in control. Throughout 2022, your Savior was working all things together for his glory and for your spiritual good. Everything was working together. And that will be the same going into 2023. But notice finally and briefly, you have not passed this way before, was a word of counsel. This was the Lord's counsel to the people. Whenever the priests, the Levites, carried the ark of the covenant, and we said that symbolized the person of Christ, the presence of the Lord, the power of God. Whenever that ark went before the people were to go after it. We read that there, don't we, in these verses, that they are to go after it. You read verses 3 and you read verses 4. Verse 4, there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way heretofore. And so as the company entered into that part of water, they were to walk with their eyes focused upon the ark. They were to keep that distance, 2,000 cubits, about three and a quarter mile. Why the space? So everyone in the congregation could see the ark. It meant that no person would cause another person to lose focus. At the front, the middle, or the back, wherever they were, they could move forward with their eye focused upon the ark. They had a view of the ark. And surely that's the Lord's counsel for us, child of God. Going into 2023, whatever obstacles, distractions, discouragements that come our way, enter into 2023 with your eyes focused upon the Savior. Whatever comes upon you, whatever discouragement comes out your way, focus upon the Lord, because we have not passed this way before. And that's what the people were to do. They were to pass over Jordan into new territory, looking upon the ark. Paul, in his day, encouraged God's people in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The word looking on to means, or the word on to means to look away from everything else, but to look on to. In other words, looking on to Jesus. By looking away from everything, you look to him. So if I look at this pole, I'm focused on that pole, not on anything else. And that's what we are to do. Focus on the Lord and not on anything else as we go into new territory. And so as we enter in, we leave 2022 and enter into 2023. Do so with your eyes upon the ark, your eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ, because he makes a way, he leads us. We are to follow after him for his name's sake. Amen.